الله الرحمن الرحيم. ميدان ملاقات فراس. بيش. فين. السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. پاسدار حریم ولایت علوی، سرتیب دوم پاسدار خسرو عروج، فرمانده میدان، ضمن عرض خیر مقدم به محضر ولی امر مسلمین جهان و فرمانده معظم کل قوا به استحضار میرساند. میدان جهت بازدید آماده.
Yeah. پاس داریم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. دانشجویان و همسنگران آشورایی، اینک که به فضل خداوند سبحان با تلاش و جهاد علمی و نظامی مفتخر به قبول رسالت پاسداری از ارزش‌های انقلاب اسلامی و حریم ولایت شده ای و خلعت سبز پاسداری بر قامت نخل وجودتان زینت بخشیده است، منشور پاسداری را که برگرفته از کلام قرآن و نهج البلاغه و بیانات گوهربار حضرت امام رحمت الله علیه و مقام معظم رهبری می باشد را به شما تقدیم می داریم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. همرزمان قدیمی، ما نیز شد شما با خدای خود پیمان می بندیم که بر عهد و میثاق پاسداری وفادار بوده و مراتب آمادگی و مجاهدت همگان را به ساحت مقدس حضرت ولی عصر عجل الله تعالی فرجه شریف و مقام معظم فرمانده کل قوا اعلام داشته و اطمینان می دهیم که در راه
پیش از a report on a visit made by the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to the Revolutionary Guard Corps Military Institute. This visit was recently made, and the newly graduated cadets received the degrees and the rewards from the leader. The leader made a speech, and it will be translated in a few minutes. Do stay with us.
سر سودای تو داریم حسین، هوس کرب و بلا هست به دل. بسم الله آقا، چشم امید به امضای تو داریم حسین.
سلام بر شما که در لبای بعد دوله هم مستتحتم من قبه خود را مهیا کرده ای تا در دفاع از میهن اسلامی جان فشانی کنی. نمایش مهارت های تکنیکی رزمی.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. به همه
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. I would like to congratulate all the young Revolutionary Guard Corps here. You should be commended for your hard work here as a cadet, and also to those of you who are graduating on the 3rd of Khordad Iranian calendar year, which is a special day in our history. Today's ceremonies were very nice and very acceptable, and just like the Revolutionary Guard Corps philosophy, it's been a very spiritual gathering and ceremony, and it shows the physical and also spiritual readiness among the Guard Corps. It also shows the advances made in the Revolutionary Guard Corps. My dear young brothers, the 3rd of Khordad, in an operation, a historical operation called Bayt al-Muqaddas, about 28 years ago, the city of Khorramshahr was liberated, and that day will always stay in our history as a memorable day. On that day, a combination of the army and Revolutionary Guard Corps freed the city of Khorramshahr with their bravery and on this indescribable efforts. Throughout the liberation of the city, heavy blows were dealt not only to Saddam's forces, these blows were also dealt to the world, arrogant powers of the world who were backing the Saddam's regime, Ba'ath party. We should ask ourselves what the main factor and the main reason was in this victory, apart from the bravery shown by our guards and our army personnel. We can cite another reason, and that was confidence among our fighters and defenders. If we were to think in terms of average and normal criteria, no one could have ever imagined that the city of Khorramshahr could have been liberated. But with the bravery and confidence of our guards and our military personnel, the city was liberated. The defenders were never afraid of dying, and the liberation of Khorramshahr was the peak of the following victories. In Bayt al-Muqaddas operation, we could cite hundreds of sacrifices, astonishing sacrifices and braveries shown by our soldiers and our guards. I would like to urge every one of you to go and read about Bayt al-Muqaddas operation and find out what happened, and read the memoirs left by the martyrs, by the young people in the Revolutionary Guard Corps as well as in our army. Read those memoirs and then you will find out what happened and how the city of Khorramshahr was liberated. Ahmad Mutawassilian, one of the Revolutionary Guard Corps, is one of those examples. If you read about Ahmad Mutawassilian, you will see how he and his soldiers liberated the city. I'm sure all of you have heard and all of you have been quoted the statement made by late Imam Khomeini, peace be upon him, saying that the city of Khorramshahr was liberated by God Almighty, the help of God Almighty, and the patience and the bravery and confidence shown by our fighters. Our enemy at the time, dependent on the material it possessed. But then, here, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, our fighters dependent on their resolve and faith and bravery. The same situation prevails today. Our enemies, with all their military might and scientific advances they have made, they are still unable to confront young people like you yourselves, and they are not confident that they can face young defenders of Islam and the Republic like you yourselves. When the city of Khorramshahr was being liberated, young people like you faced the enemy with a lot of armory. At that time, the United States of America, the UK, and some other European countries supplied Saddam's army with chemical weapons, all kinds of tanks, aeroplanes, bombs, advanced bombs, in order to help Saddam's regime to overpower Islamic Republic of Iran's army and Revolutionary Guard Corps. But that never happened. And that was because the flag of Islam remained hoisted by young, brave people like yourselves. Islamic Republic of Iran, who dependent on God. And today, our enemies are trying to show that our country can be threatened. They are trying to tell the world that Iran is a threat to the world peace. Those enemies that are killing people in Afghanistan, in Iraq, those enemies of Islamic Republic of Iran who are holding Muslim brothers in Afghanistan and Iraq as hostages, they are the ones that are threatening us. The same people, the same government backed Saddam's regime. They were disappointed and defeated, and I assure you they will be defeated again if it ever comes to facing young and brave guards and soldiers like yourselves. Islamic system in our republic is different, is a different system than other republicans and political systems. Our system has a message to tell the world. We have a message that can quench the thirst of people all over the world. People in other countries are thirsty to hear our message. Our system is different than those systems whose thinking and philosophy is confined only in limited borders. And there are also systems in the world that are trying to satisfy their material needs. But here in the Islamic Republic of Iran, our system is trying to save the people of the world from the oppressors of the world. Those arrogant powers that are opposing us is because of the fact that we are supporting the people all over the world. In the first days of our revolution, there might have been some fear here and there, but now, after 31 years of the victory of Islamic revolution in Iran, and after all these advances made in different areas, our country is as strong as ever, and we are going to pursue our goals and achieve more and more every day. The tree that was planted 31 years ago, the tree of Islamic Republic of Iran, will grow taller and taller every day. And if the enemies of Islam and the enemies of our republic and our people are thinking of defeating Iran, they are totally mistaken. In fact, they have no hope of overpowering our country. Our enemies do not really know our people, and they don't know the mentality of Iranians. They also don't know that the world has changed. The situation is not the same as it was in the Cold War era when the two superpowers were ruling the world. But now, young Revolutionary Guard Corps in this corner of the world are ready to defend our nation, our republic, and also support and give the backing to people all over the world opposing the oppressors. The military power, as well as your strong resolve and belief in Islam, will give more hope to people in Africa, in Asia, in North American continent, even in Europe. There are millions of people looking up to you and they praise you. I would like to urge all of you to value what you possess. I would like to urge you to use the opportunity given to you in order to grow. Our army, the Revolutionary Guard Corps, as well as our police force and, of course, Basiji militia, are all given fantastic opportunities in order to grow, an opportunity that was never given to anyone in the past. Imam Hussein, Revolutionary Guard Training Institute is an important center created by the Revolutionary Guard Corps in order to train young people like yourselves and make him into good fighters. A lot of you will continue your education into the officers military school, and there are a lot of instructors there to help you. I pray to God Almighty to bless this military complex here with his blessings. I pray to God, I beseech God to rest the soul of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Ayatollah Khomeini. You all know that the martyrs are really still living, and salutations from all of you to all of them, and we will also salute our infallible imams, our messenger, and may God expedite the return of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, Imam of the time. Young cadets are showing their skills learned in Imam Hussein Revolutionary Guard Corps Military Institute, and Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, is witnessing these operations. Exemplary guards are firing past the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
صلی الله علیه و آله و سلم از دانشکده علوم‌های جهادی.